Kinkalakauni Badongo Shenis, ruled on an island where no one said please. Go over there and get out of my way. Rudeness prevailed on that island each day. Replacing the bad words for good was the aim. If they wouldn't obey, he would scrub out their name. He'd send out his men from the soaping brigade to clean up their mouths and the messes they made. The soaps were created in different degrees for all of the subjects that would not say please. There was soap with a slight taste of bitter and sweet for the subjects whose language was nearly complete. There was soap that was gritty with pebbles and sand for those using words that just had to be banned. Then more soap was made up of alum and lye for stubborn Bodongans that wouldn't comply. When each vile offender was treated with soap, his mouth puckered up and he looked like a dope. His eyes bulged a bit as he started to wheeze that alum and lye soap would make him say please. Then after a while, when most had conformed, there are still several cheaters, the king was informed. The offenders were ministers he had retained to think up solutions when someone complained. When Kalakauni Badongo Shenis discovered his ministers wouldn't say please, he ordered a soap that was nasty and hot, with peppers and spices all mixed in a pot. He asked Chef Shamala to cook up a treat, a sizzling nugget all packed full of heat. That caustic concoction all smothered in cheese was made to teach ministers how to say please. Then a feast was proclaimed throughout all the land, a banquet supreme that was ever so grand. The ministers dined as princes of state, while Kalakauni plotted their fate. His plan was stupendous, a gold star design. The dancers and singers were simply divine. The king had arranged the events of the day. It was a wonderful time when his subjects could play. And then when the feast of Badongo was o'er, Kalakauni offered them more. He ordered a dish for the famous and great, a surprise so exciting he just couldn't wait. He spoke of the minister's dazzling style, he spoke of the future, then started to smile. He praised them and passed them a helping of bait, a cheese-covered truffle, a treat they would hate. Then all of the ministers lifted their spoons. The time was now here for those naughty buffoons. The ministers smiled as they eyeballed their prize, that cheese-covered soap in a pleasing disguise. They chewed several bites till their faces turned red, and medicinal soap foamed inside of each head. They spit and they sputtered, they jumped up and down. The smiles disappeared as they sported a frown. They flipped and they flopped and lay flat on the floor. They ran here and there when the king offered more. Kalakauni's subjects were pleased. They danced in the streets as the ministers wheezed. The mixture they ate had the perfect effect. The ministers' mouths would not go unchecked. They sputtered a little as each caught his breath. That cheese-covered soap was almost their death. Then finally, when most of the soap had worn off, the ministers turned and they each gave a call. They knelt on the floor and bowed to Shenis. Kalakauni, we wish to say please. What we learn from this tale cannot be dismissed. Bad manners are things we should always resist.